very, very warm welcome to episode 32 of the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. This is season three, which is amazing. We're still here, we're doing it. And we've just committed to doing one a month through the entire year. Now, I'm going to ask you guys how you are, but first of all, I've got to address the elephant in the room, which is producer David without a microphone. Mm-hmm. We've had a fair bit of comms about producer David. No one can hear you. So this is me pulling you out in front of everyone and saying, PD, if you've got something to say, you say it.
But say it in the mic.
Yeah, lean over. So he's currently sipping a cup of coffee, sat next to Lee. So you've got to lean over. So say hello, PD. Lean over. Come on, quickly. Here he comes.
Hello there.
There he is! PD's in the house.
The most amazing thing about this is the people think they want to hear what he's got to say.
Yeah, they'll be demanding a refund, won't they?
There was people even offering us money to get PD a microphone through Instagram. We are going to save up and we're going to get PD a microphone. But that is the elephant in the room address. So we love hearing what you say, PD, but make sure you're talking to a mic. And being the sound guy, you think he'd be telling us that. And it's the other way around. It's just crazy days. Anyway, welcome everyone. Harves, Lise, Collins, hello. We're all here. I'm going to hand over. How are you, Harve?
I'm not too bad. Thank you, Mr. Collins. How are you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you. Lise, you all right?
Yeah, you.
Good, we've got that bit done.
Right, we are done. How are you, mate? You all right?
Yes, not bad. I'm just trying to think what's happened since the last pod, which has been about a month since we recorded, which is quite good for us.
There was a little event, I think people call it Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas.
Oh, I'm glad to see the back of that.
Yeah, that's done. We can move on from that for another year. It was a busy old time. It was an all right Christmas, but it's just a lot of unnecessary pressure, in my humble opinion. And it's been a busy old time at work, and it was a really busy Badco time leading up to Christmas as well, wasn't it? We had a lot going on.
We did. It was flat out. Yeah. But we loved it. So every minute of it.
I think busy is the word I'm going to use.
Excellent. You've been busy. I like it.
Lise?
Yeah, I am very well too. I'm glad to get back into a routine after Christmas. I do not like being out of routine. As much as I like not being at work, I like to, like, I know what day it is, I know what time I'm getting up, I know what time I'm going to the gym. So for me, it was very, I was glad to get back to normal. But thanks. I did have a very lovely Christmas with my niece and nephew. And it was very lovely.
Good.
Just full of chaos, really. And going to the gym a lot, which was nice. And yeah.
Excellent.
And yes, you're not allowed to move the conversation on without...
No. I'm going to fully address Christmas was boring, but I needed a boring Christmas. That's what I needed. It was everything I needed. I don't know if I spoke about it on the last one.
Yeah, your dad had just come home, I think.
Yeah, he wasn't very well at all. So it was good that it was boring. I mean, he's got a detached retina now. But anyway, that's another thing. He has definitely had his money's worth out of the NHS. boring Christmas and glad to be back to routine. I loved having the time off. Me and Nick, my wife, did a lot of walking, which was really nice, and hanging around with the kids, and that was cool. But I'm not a massive lover of Christmas. If I could get away with a tree going up on Christmas Eve, coming down on Boxing Day, that's what I would do. Christmas Day for me should be about 2.5 hours all in.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Christmas every other year. I think that's the way you said forward.
That in the last one.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you think it's as your kids get older, it loses that magic?
I've got loads of stuff to do.
Yes.
Like I walked a couple of years ago, it's probably lockdown, I walked past a guy, I don't know if I said this before, fitting the double glazing in his house on Christmas Day, and I was like, that's a very good use of time.
I mean, my brother decorated the house. He didn't spend Christmas with us. He chose to spend it on his own.
Yeah.
And he did some decorating.
Yeah.
So
it's just another day. I used to work with some guys who, at Christmas, because everyone has a load of leave, they literally packed up snowboards and they would all jump in the van and they would drive to, you know, the mountains in France and go snowboarding for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, there is talk of being out of the country next Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, expensive. That's how it's going to play
out.
Yeah.
But we're good. It's all good. It's good to be back. I'm an absolute lover of routine. I completely get what you're saying, Lise. I need to know what time I'm getting up, where I'm going, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have that ad hoc bit of not knowing what you're doing for a short period of time.
I watched telly all day for a few days, and then I was a bit like,
I didn't do watching TV.
I did some relaxing for once, and reading. Mm. Reading is my new thing for the year. Cool. I'm on book three already.
I was just about to say, New Year's resolution. Oh. So has anyone got one? Yours is to read more.
So mine is to be a bit more mindful with my phone, because I'm dreadful with my phone. So I'm trying not to look at it before. before bed for about, you know, like put it aside at 10-ish and not look at it first thing in the morning, not look at it so much throughout the day, and read before bed. So I'm on my third book of the year, and it's only January the
14th. Wow, that's pretty
good.
So
yeah, and I've read some pretty good books. They've been pretty good ones. So
with your phone, you can set parameters,
yeah,
which I've done with social media. So yeah, after 45 minutes, mine cuts out, and then I can't use any more.
Yeah,
so
maybe I
can only
that.
Waste 45 minutes a day looking and sending hilarious reels to people.
Yeah, but yeah, so far, so good. Mm. I've been better. My usage time is down, and it makes me feel a bit better in the morning. That's not the first thing I do is roll over and go, oh, what's happened? Nothing, but I'll keep looking.
Mm. Half?
So, yeah.
No, I haven't got any.
Mine, obviously, well, that's something to celebrate, actually. I clicked 5 years sobriety.
Yes, you did, yes.
5 years, yeah. So that's pretty cool. I was pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, so
and it kind of crept
that's
up.
A long
I didn't
time,
really,
isn't
yeah,
it?
5 years without having a drink, so I'm pretty pleased with that. Mine, it's not really a New Year's resolution, but mine is to improve my running.
Oh, because you have got a big running event coming up.
Yeah, yeah, we do. I mean, I think I've got the same. I just haven't called it a New Year's resolution.
It's not a resolution it's just something where I've gone, actually, I want to spend this year focusing on running. Mm. Because for me, as you know, we've spoken about this and I'll talk about it now. For me, not that I have to celebrate my wins with anyone, but it's a measurable goal. If you get a decent half marathon, if you get a decent 10K or a decent marathon, you can say to people, oh, yeah, I did that marathon. They go, oh, great, that's good. And of course, everyone says,
what time
did you get it?
Yeah, they do, don't
and
they?
And if you can say, well, I did Athens Marathon in 3 hours 20, people are going to say, wow,
I
that's
get shorter
cool.
every yeah. time he quotes it.
It doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make
no,
you...
No, and also you and can see your progress a bit more, can't you?
Exactly.
Because like, you know, one week it takes you half an hour to do 5K, a month later, 25 minutes
absolutely.
Or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
So it's measurable, like
you
say.
You know, and so in December I started running, mindfully running, you know, making sure I was running, and I got this awesome super watch. Shout out to Garmin Fenix, sponsored this event.
you're the only one that got the watch?
Yeah, I was the only one. Absolutely ridiculous amount of money in this watch, but
worth
geez,
every penny?
Man, it's one of those things. It's like I remember the first time I got an iPad. Why the hell would I want an iPad? And then after a month, you go, "This thing
I live
is great."
It? That's going to come in handy in Ben Nevis.
Yeah, well, this watch has been great because it tracks your heart rate. So I started run walk because I was like, I just don't want to get injured, and so I was just tracking my heart rate and making sure I was staying in the parameters I needed to stay injury free. And then it tells you as you improve how your lactate threshold improves.
Nice.
So then I know what pace I can run at without building lactic acid in my legs. It's super clever. Tracks your sleep, does everything. It's cool. Everyone should buy one.
How much
no,
was it?
I'm not
Are we allowed to guess?
Well, I know how it much does, it was.
Well, the thing is, it was basically my company, the company I work for, it's a gift through them.
Okay,
so they
like
give
a
you a gift
thing.
At Christmas. Yeah, I mean, you can spend it on what you want.
Yeah.
You could buy, you can put it towards a car or whatever, and some people use it to buy a holiday or whatever. And I knew this would help me in my running journey, so
nice.
That's why I bought it. But it is, it's pretty Gucci.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I'm a bit
nice.
Jealous of it on my Series 3 Apple Watch.
Do not be jealous of it. Anyone can own one. I'm sure you can go and get finance against it. As well as
yeah, you can bet on Klarna.
Yeah.
Three payments. Oh.
Absolutely. When people turn up in a brand new car and you think, wow, I wish I had that. No, you can have that. You just
yeah,
got to put up with the finance.
Yeah.
I say to my kids, choose your struggle.
Yeah.
You know, having that Lamborghini... You know, that person, it's not easy to have a Lamborghini. You've got to pay for it, fuel it, tax it, da da da. Choose your
but
struggle.
You can have it.
But having a crap car that's worth nothing, that's a struggle because every time you get in it, it's like barely starting.
Yeah.
So choose your struggle, yeah. We should do an episode on choose your struggle.
Yeah, we should.
Because I say that a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, we're all good and here we are. So yeah, Harv, we're running more this year.
We are, yeah. And we've got off to a good start. I've already got the bug back, which came back way quicker than I thought it would.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there because I thought the times I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but I used to be a relatively decent runner. I wasn't a good runner, but a sort of decent runner. And I had the bug and I would run for days and hours and weeks and loved it. And trying to find that since then has been really difficult, but this time it seems to have clicked.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but I've been out, you know, a couple of times a week, not going particularly far, but. I don't know. It's back and I'm loving it. And
we booked our first race.
Yeah, that's in a couple of weeks' time.
Are you going to do a full marathon before the marathon or just like half?
I don't know.
Probably not. Because the recovery time after a marathon is such a long time. So we're doing Athens Marathon in November. But yeah, you don't want to be doing much more than 18 miles really in training. Because if you go out and do a marathon, then you've then got to recover for the marathon for a marathon. So yeah. And if you can hit 18 miles, you can get around
the
marathon.
Rest, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's cool. So what's been going on since the last episode?
Wow. We had some like end of year figures come in from people, didn't we, who've been doing a lot of charity work for us. So Nicola, our lovely Nicola, who does all our fitness classes, she so far has raised £353.
Amazing.
From her classes that she does at Hawkers, she donates 50% of the fee to us, yeah. Which is incredible.
Amazing.
And she's doing, you know, her classes down at Riversmeet are getting busy every week. They're nearly full every week, I think. And yeah, she's just cracking on with it, isn't she? And
I think the good thing about that, like, she's raised a great amount of money. That'll help one person through early intervention, yep. 5-7 counselling. Fantastic. But what she also does is the bit that falls out of that is what it means to people.
Yeah, a lot belonging. Of my friends have started her new strength class on a Thursday, yeah. And they've not been in a gym for years.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They're like, they've seen it, they've been like, yeah, I want to get involved, yeah. I don't know how to start. So yeah, so she's doing really great things.
Yeah, that
for
is
us.
Amazing. Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, so that's good.
Charity, we're now at 194 people, I believe.
Wow,
that's people referred for early intervention, life saving counselling. I wonder how many minutes of counselling that is. What's 194 times 60, half? That's a lot, though, isn't it?
That is a lot.
I'd love to be able to wear that in my head.
Yeah,
but
that is a phenomenal figure and fantastic.
No, it's more than 60, isn't it? Because it's 60.
Oh,
60 minutes times
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
58,200 minutes.
58,200 minutes.
That's a good start.
That's a good...
That's an amazing start.
That is amazing, isn't it? So, yeah, we've done that. We had the coffee trailer on Park Walk just after Christmas.
Yes,
that was really
did.
Cool, wasn't
that
it?
Was really foggy.
Oh,
it was
a murky day, wasn't
yeah, you
it?
Yeah, you couldn't see anything.
Couldn't see anything.
And
our
people
first,
still came
our
along.
Our first customer was a horse.
Someone walked their horse up. Big shout out to you know who you are. Walked their horse up to come and say hello.
And had a
coffee, which is fantastic.
And the horse came out of the fog, which was all a bit spooky.
Yeah, it was.
So they ride it down Park Walk?
No,
just
no,
led?
Just walking it.
Okay.
So she wants to ride it up Gold Hill and Park Walk, but just trying to get it used to being on Park Walk, so walked up with it. But yeah, it was cool, wasn't it?
It was a good little event. There was a lot of people about. It's walking season, isn't it? Between Christmas and New Year, people like to get out of the
house.
That's
exactly what we did. We were walking every day.
So, yeah, we had quite a few people. Given how poor the weather was, it was a good little turnout. Mm. So, yeah, thank you to all those that came along.
What else, Harv?
We had a strange Saturday night just gone, didn't we?
Would anyone know who Mr. Susan is?
Mr. Susan.
See, I didn't know.
Mighty
did you?
Boosh.
Yeah, did you know?
Sure, I've seen the Mighty Boosh live, and I haven't ever seen it. My friend Laura loved it. I went, and the whole night I was just like, what the actual...
Yeah, I mean, that is the Mighty Boosh, isn't it?
Yeah, there was the man with the moon face.
Well,
and like, and I
was like,
I don't understand anything that's going on.
Noel Fielding and...
Can't remember
the other guy's name.
So the wonderful Bell Street, who raised over £5,000 for us last year, invited us to a Christmas party on Saturday night. So, Harv, I think we looked pretty dapper.
We did. We were there. We had our tuxes on that are getting far more use than I ever thought they would since we started this bad coat thing.
And you had a nice gold waistcoat.
Yes.
Wow, you say nice.
Yeah.
We had gold waistcoats. You only saw the photo of them.
I literally bought them off eBay for a tenner each. They're terrible. They were like the cheapest sequiny. But when you put a jacket on over the top,
covers them up
wrong,
to a degree.
We didn't look good, but we looked all right.
We didn't get them off Savile Row.
I mean,
Row.
They were colour coordinated. You know, they were on point with your branding. Let's say.
For those listening, look on our Instagram and you'll see the photo of me, Harv, and Nick. Nick looking quite nice and us looking pretty cheap. Next to her,
like
anyway.
Cheap children's entertainers. But the reason for the sparkle was because the theme, the dress code for the evening, was to out sparkle Bell Street.
Oh,
and those two
I
are very sparkly
different.
People.
Yeah, and cool they were cats. Very sparkly, weren't they?
Yes. So then we were very sparkly, but we still weren't the most sparkly. But we
had
gave
the
it a good...
most amazing jumpsuit on that Bad Co Cabaret night.
Who's she?
Not Joni.
Oh, Susan.
Yeah. That one, it was all just like sequins.
And the light just glistened.
Yeah,
Well, so that's Connor was there in his sequin jacket.
Nice.
From the same show, and the Mr. Susan thing is because Pete Robson, who was also a star of the Bad Cabaret, was there as Mr. Susan.
Wow,
which is not sparkly at all.
Well, no, because I thought about this.
Oh, he did have a sparkly part to him.
Yes, and that's what it was about. So, the Mighty Boosh was a thing back in, like, the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, I suppose. Yeah.
Julian Barrett.
There we go.
Julian Barrett, that's PD. PD, remember the mic bit, remember?
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Yes.
Anyway.
Also the co-owner of a health food store on the high street.
And so Mr. Susan, it looks like he's covered head to toe in green rags. You'll have to Google it. You'll have to have a look. But underneath, he's got a pair of glittery balls.
Balls are his boots.
And that's the glittery bit.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was carrying a squirter, like where you get cleaning fluid in.
Yes.
But I think there was gin in
there. There was gin in there.
But a couple of people knew exactly who he was, and we were like, what?
Yeah, like, how have you got that?
Bear in mind, the last time we saw this guy, he was dressed as a tiger. So that we haven't actually seen him out of any sort of costume.
He won Best Dressed, didn't he?
He should have done if he did. I can't remember, but yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And then I saw a video of him wearing heels that they sent the next night. Jeez, that guy's good in heels. He was doing the slut drop and everything, wasn't
Wowzers.
He? Yeah, it was amazing. Mm.
It was excellent. An interesting evening. It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. And Ads took part. And did you win?
No, I came second.
Oh.
Mallet word session game. You mustn't pause the head and say, you get a bash on the head like this.
But the guy I was playing,
or like this.
He didn't even know who Timmy Mallet was. Yeah, yeah.
Because he wasn't very old.
Yeah, he was only about 19. Yeah. But he was dressed as Austin Powers.
Yeah, he was dressed as Austin Powers, yeah.
And bless him, the poor lad didn't know where the party was, so he was knocking on the neighbour's door. And it was only when we walked past and I thought, he's dressed as Austin Powers, yeah, he's definitely going to the Bell Street party. Right, what else has been going on?
Well, you've just been to a bingo night.
Yes, we have. We had to slide into a bingo night.
As you do on a Tuesday.
And big shout out to the guys at the Brewers and Heather, who runs the bingo night, because they raised 280 quid they'd even started.
Yeah, they had, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which is amazing. So that is fantastic.
And to fill a venue on a Tuesday night in January is pretty good going.
And one of the people there who we know, she said the only reason I'm here is because of you guys, because I knew it was for you. So that's cute.
That's nice.
Yeah, which is really nice. So hopefully they're having a really good night down there. And then Dan, who runs the Two Brewers, him and his wife Juliet, they said they're going to have a bit of a bad co week and they're going to try and do a bit of fundraising for us and hopefully give us some money by the end of the week, which is really cool. It's excellent, isn't it? What else is going on?
So the mayor. I'm never sure how we say
the mayor.
Is it mayor? Or mayor?
Mayor.
Well, mayor is a female horse, so it's probably mayor.
The mayor.
But anyway, you have to say it fast.
Alex, the mayor.
The mayor.
As we've mentioned on here before, we were his charity of the year during his mayortomship.
His reign? Your Highness.
And I've got a figure in front of me of £2,312 raised from his events.
Amazing.
So thank you, Alex and team.
I'm sure there'll be more this year.
Yeah,
they've been really good for us. The last event of which was the quiz night, which was a great fish and chip quiz night, which was lovely.
The fish and chips were fantastic.
They were indeed.
And the questions were hard. Second to none. Yeah, so that's amazing. We've just come off the back of our first trustee meeting, and we have set a goal for 2024.
Can we hear this goal?
It's a biggity.
No, I don't know it.
It's a biggity.
Although
biggity.
I think I might, because I think two people have asked me whether it's going to happen or not.
Wait, who's asked you?
The rumour mill.
Can you just
two separate people.
Right.
One is a very, very good friend of mine, as in my best friend.
Yeah.
And the second is someone I work with.
So what do you think our goal is this year?
To open a gym.
Yes, that is 100% what we've decided to do.
So someone at work who is one of our...
Oh, that's
roofing
goal,
operatives
it?
Who has nothing really to do with
not doing that.
Well, the swinger thing.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
That's
that's 2026.
The gym. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said not really an awful lot to do with Bad Co that I know of. And he said Bad Co opening the gym this year. I said, I don't know.
Does he go to Hawkers?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. I was trying to work out who it was, but you have to tell me later.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So me and Harv, as we do, we don't like to sit and dwell on things. We just say that's what we're going to do, because if you ask the universe, it's amazing what it will deliver. And a little bit of an issue came up just before Christmas, off the back of Nicola, our wonderful, wonderful bad fit. I'm going to say employee, even though she's not paid.
No, pretty cost her money to be part of it.
Yeah. She doesn't have enough space to do her classes, and she kind of sent a bit of almost a cry for help text, like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I went, this is it. We're going to open our own gym. So that's what we're going to do. So we have started investigating that, and it will happen this year, won't it?
It will, yeah. We've put it out there now.
So exciting. So,
yeah. I mean, it's not, it was always going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
So,
but that's our goal for this year.
2025.
Wow. Can I be your first member?
You can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
because you two will have to be members.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's the plan. So yeah, we've started the plans. We're writing grants. We might do a crowdfunder to help us get it off the ground, because obviously you need some money to get it going. Yeah. And with the kind of following we've got and the wonderful people who support us, we reckon a few people have put their hands in their pockets to help us get it off the ground.
And we could totally do a fitness fundraiser.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Nicola was talking about, she was talking about doing the, like,
breaking the world record.
She wants to try that.
12 hours of burpees. And she said, it was this many. It's something like 6 a minute.
It's, no, how many is it?
Yeah, but it's six a minute for 12 hours.
No, it's more than that.
No, I don't mean it was.
Well, anyway, I mean, it's a lot. I mean,
it's a lot.
Even if it's
1 a minute for 12 hours is a lot.
Can you imagine when you need a pee and you've got to do one every...
Yeah, I think isn't it something like 12 a minute?
No, I don't mean it. I did work it out. I think it's like 6 or 8.
Yeah, I think it's 8, actually.
It seems achievable when you think it's only 8 a minute, but when you're doing it for 12 hours...
Constantly, when do you eat?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, the three of us here did... 300 burpees.
And that was a lot.
In weighted vests.
That was a lot of burpees.
I don't think I'd do that now. I mean, I could.
Yeah,
but
you could.
I wouldn't want to.
It's all about time scale, though, isn't it? It's how long you got. If you've got to do 300 burpees in 10 minutes, you ain't going to do it.
No.
If you've got all day, you could do 300 burpees.
All day,
did that challenge in lockdown, you had to do 1,000 in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Which seemed ridiculous, but actually, when he got down to it, like 1,000 weren't actually that bad, was
No, because Jammer did them in a one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did Chris and Karina, they did them in a one.
Someone did it on a boat.
Yeah, Pete, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Pete did it on a
boat.
That was amazing, actually. I did the last 100 with a weighted vest on.
Yeah, I think I did.
Henry, who owns CrossFit Warminster, and Nick did weighted vest and did the last 100 with his. I don't think he even knows that. So if you're listening, Henry, thanks for the vest. I don't think I ever told you at the time. And then we were planning on climbing Ben Nevis this week.
Yeah, the were bit was going to get Lisa's ears pricked up because yesterday I told her it was still on.
Oh,
well,
it was as of yesterday.
So now,
does that mean I can participate?
Well, now we're...
You've got my ditch now. You're like, no, you said no.
Yeah, sorry, Lisa. No, we're not interested. We've got a new guy, Shifty Batone's in now.
Yeah.
So the plan
Battenberg,
was...
I'll win.
The plan was we were going to go to Ben Nevis and we were going to do it. We had to move it through June and July and we kept shifting it, And then we came to Lisa's birthday and we're like, right, we're going to do it then in January. And we thought, yeah, this is cool.
January.
Yeah, you were a little bit concerned about weather.
I was
weather.
Safety aspect, because a lot of people who I spoke to were a bit like, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, we researched it and Google, as reliable as ever, I could find 100 of you saying why you should do it in January, and I found 99 that said why you shouldn't do it. So we got Shifty Batone on board, who is an ex-scout leader, so absolutely up for stuff
he knows
like
what
this.
He's doing.
You know, he could bring his air rifle and tie a knot and, you know, teach us how to cook for 50 people.
Help an old lady cross a road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he came on board and we were like, well, we've got this lick now. But the closer we've got, there's been a couple of clear days where you could do it, but the weather forecast for Friday is 60 mile an hour gusts, driving rain, and it's about minus 10 at the top. And the closer we get, the more firmed up the forecast is getting.
Yeah.
So me and Harv had a chat this morning. We're actually making the decision tomorrow, but I think we've...
Made the decision.
Yeah, that we're going to have to not do it. And it just falls with the weather. It was just...
Well, yeah, and you can't... There's no point risking your lives. Nothing is as important as your lives.
Well, trophies last forever, Lise.
Yeah, what way to go.
Yeah. He died doing what he loved. Yeah, yeah, something stupid.
Yeah.
But the just means Ben Nevis is deferred.
Yes. So yes, you're more than welcome to join us again. But we are bringing Shifty, so there'll be
That's
four
right.
of us now.
I'll put up with him.
Yeah.
No, he's good.
You did just literally record that.
Yeah, he can, jokes
I'm going to say, tell him. She
can you
didn't
cut
mean
that.
That.
No, don't cut that out.
No, you're definitely not cutting that out. I'm going to text him now. You
I
should just see what Lee said about you.
Look how red I'm going. I love Sam.
He can read a compass.
That's what we need in life. He has to stay behind me as the last man.
I'm just going to show you this feature on my watch. Oh, I can't find it. It doesn't matter. But so, it's got a compass on it.
Yeah. No, well, when we did Snowdon last in the absolute rain, Vicky, the lady, the girl who did ours, she had a thing on her watch and it used to vibrate and tell her which way we needed to turn next.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing. Mm. GPS.
There you go. Crazy. Yeah.
So, that's exciting.
So we're not doing Ben Nevis. We're going to start looking at other dates of when we can do it. So that's cool. I'm going to talk about this one, if it's all right. So Joe Butler is running Yeovil Half Marathon, which is amazing. She works at Leonardo, where I do.
Did you not know that?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No.
I mean, I expect there are a lot of people
Like, did you not know that?
How many people work at Leonardo?
Well, and how many people in the, you know, Southwest are called Joe Butler? Yeah. There's probably quite a lot. So it was one of the guys who I work with. He goes, oh, yeah, there's a girl who works over in Dallas. Is one of the builders we call. She's doing the overall half marathon for you. And I was like, really? And then I was walking out the gate and I think I saw her coming in. So when this goes out on the podcast, on the Insta, can you tag her in it?
Yeah.
Because
we're
going to talk about her. And like, obviously, I think that's really cool. Like, there's people that.
Small world.
Yeah, they're that close to us that we don't know. Yeah.
Somebody
So, yeah, she's running the over half marathon for us and raising money, which is awesome.
Yeah. And you've got a London marathon runner again this year.
Yes, we are.
Hattie Cowan.
Hattie Cowan.
Yeah, which is super cool. Do you know where she is in the country?
No, local? I don't know.
No. But they're both through Just Giving. So if people want to give money,
Head over there.
Just actually search the Brave and Determined on Just Giving and it will tell you all the people that are doing fundraisers for us.
Yes.
And you can donate your money.
The Brave and Determined.
Yes. And tick the gift aid box.
It's funny what we get called. Bad and Co, bad company.
Yeah, we got called Bad and Co earlier, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did, yeah. You know, it's all sorts of names, but we are the Brave and Determined, which is abbreviated to Bad Co.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nice and simple. Cool. So, what are we talking about this week? We've got a bit of a subject, haven't we?
We have got a bit of a subject, which I'll let you go into more detail with, but we're talking about positively looking forward.
Yes.
So, now, explain.
What does that mean?
You can explain this week.
So,
So,
we always, every episode we have, we always sort of like on our group chat, we say, right, what's the episode? And I've been thinking recently about there's kind of two ways to look at life, isn't there? And don't get me wrong, I've had my own struggles, as you all in this room and people listening know. I have had my own struggles in life and I found it very difficult to focus on the future because I'm trying to deal with the now. However, one thing I don't ever really do is live in the past. So I'm either in the present or I'm in the future. Now, we know anxiety is the fear of the unknown, for want of a better word. It's fear of not knowing how something's going to turn out. Would you agree, Harv?
Yes, yeah, I would. It would.
I'm asking because you look deep in thought there.
Well, I am, you know, as an anxiety pro,
as a man who enjoys anxiety.
But it is the unknown, or creating a future that might not happen.
That is a very good point. So in your head, creating a future that might not even happen, and I think that would probably be a very good definition of anxiety. So. Because, you know, I'm constantly on this journey, as you guys know, and the people listening, you know, it's not like, yep, completed mental health, move on, do something else. This is a constant journey. And, you know, in this podcast, I think hopefully helps people on their journey to focus on the positive and help move forward. Now, me as a person, even when I've been struggling, I don't look back. I only ever live in the present or I look forward. Now, there has been times where I look forward and I've had that anxious, I don't know how that's going to pan out. But this is what I wanted to talk about. It's like the living forward and the living backwards. Now, Lise, I'm going to hand over to you because you not admitted, but you said on the group chat, I'm someone who lives in the past.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of my work when I was counselling was learning how to live in the now because I am either, like you say, I'm either thinking about the things that have gone wrong in the past or I'm worried about what's going to happen in the future. So for me, I really struggle to just be present and live in what I'm doing now. So one of the things my counsellor said to me was, like, you constantly worry. The decision you're making today, you're worrying about what that means in 6 weeks' time or in 6 days' time or in 6 hours' time.
Anxiety.
And you don't know what that means. Because you can't control it, you're worrying even more. So you're in this cycle of, she's like, but you don't need to, you need to get out of worrying about what the consequences of your decision are, because you're making them with all the knowledge you've got now for now. Whether that, you know, whatever that effect that has, you can't control that. So, like, you need to stop worrying about what might happen, stop worrying about what has happened, and just focus on the thing that's happening now, which I really struggle with because I think for me, I find it quite hard to let go of some of the, say bad thing, but like the things that have happened to me in the past and, you know, the way I've been treated and the effects that that's had on me, I find quite hard to let go of. And as much as, like, you can not necessarily, like, you can forgive yourself for not knowing what that decision was at the time and stuff, I still live in those decisions a lot of the time. So I'll think, oh, why didn't I get out of that sooner? Why did I let that happen? Why did I do that? You know what I mean? Or why did I let someone continue to treat me that way without speaking up or saying, you know, what are you doing kind of thing? So I guess it's punishing yourself a little bit for what you've done or not done. And I find it very difficult to not look at how that's kind of shaped my life, I guess. But you know, the decisions you make.
So for me, I think they do shape your life. Like for me, I look back and I've treated people badly. You know, there's times in my life where I look back and I'm not proud of the way I behaved. I'm not proud of the things I've said, and I'm not proud of who I was. Do I look back and think about that a lot? No, because people haven't treated me very nice either. And do I forgive them? Yeah. We're all learning it.
And you can't change it, can you? That's what I have to like.
No one set out to treat me badly. And I didn't mean to hurt the people I hurt in the past.
Yeah.
And so I suppose one of these things about the journey we're on is acceptance of who you are.
Yeah.
And the acceptance of the things you've done. Am I proud of everything I've done? Absolutely not. Am I ashamed of some of the things I've done? Yeah, probably. Mm. But they're decisions in the past. Whatever I do today, I can't change that.
Yeah.
I can't change how I treated people. I can't change the things that have happened, the bad things, the good things. I have to accept it. And I suppose that's a good thing that I can do that.
Yeah.
And then when you talk about now and the decisions, for me, and this is just my opinion, there is no such thing as a wrong decision.
Yeah.
Because every decision I make today will be based on the information I have right now. And that might lead me down the wrong path. And it might be the wrong decision, but it led me down that path.
Yeah.
You look at the things that, you know, like where I am now, you know, I'm pretty happy where I am. But all the shit that's happened in the past, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be here.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I see it. And I think it's this mindset thing of like your counsellor said to you, you've got to live in the present. Don't worry about the decisions you haven't made yet. You've got to forget the past because it's happened. Yeah. You can't change it. But it's really difficult.
Yeah, and I find it quite hard to think, if things are going well, I'm constantly one of those people where something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
I can't enjoy a moment. I find it really difficult to... I'm better now, I think, since having my counselling, but I find it very difficult to just enjoy something going well because in the back of my head, I'm like, but what's going to go wrong? Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I think what you were saying about like decision, like not being able to control things, there's a saying, isn't there, that like the things you worry about, 99% of them, when something catastrophic happens in your life, you cope. Do you know what I mean? Like you think you're going to cope badly, or you worry about, you know, you worry about people dying, you worry about things happening to the people you love. That instant when, like, the minute I got the phone call about my dad, I was like, right, you need to do this, this, and this. I'm putting some clothes on. I'm coming up. Like, there was no, I don't know, like, not say emotion, but it was just that instinct that kicks in that you've got to do something. So
adrenaline.
You spend your life worrying about things. My mum used to say, you spend your life worrying about the things, but it's the things that happen out of nowhere that actually affect you. Do you know what I mean? Like, the things you don't worry about are the bigger things that actually cause you worry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think it's really hard when you're someone who doesn't think like that to get your head around thinking, like you say, like just live in the now. What's happened has happened, and what's going to happen is going to happen. You know, you can't change that, but a control freak like me needs to needs to know what's going to happen, otherwise they can't enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, and what you've said there is quite true, that it's the major events. I think Ad's used to work, like, it's adrenaline, isn't it? That's what gets you through those when you really need to do something about, and you need to act. So on this, I've written down just a couple of things. One of them was, I think it's a quote that I read somewhere, I don't know, but it's, worrying about tomorrow costs you today, or your today, which is really, really, I think, really true. Because I don't think I've ever had much of a problem with living in the past. I've had a real problem with living in the future that I have sort of made up in my head. All negatively. So most of my anxiety problems have literally, like I said earlier, it's about creating a future that might never happen in your head, and then you're worrying about things that haven't happened and probably won't happen, which is sounds mad on the face of it. I actually thought yesterday, and this is before we decided on doing this subject, I was going into a meeting that I was quite sort of anxious about at work, about the conversation that was going to happen. And then on my way into it, I thought, well, you've been worried about a million other things before, and this is just another one, and nothing that bad actually ever happens. You just get through it. You find a way, don't you? So that was a rare moment of clarity for me. But I think, ultimately, trying to not worry about the future is a really, really hard task.
Mm.
It's really hard. I don't know what it is in human nature that makes us do it.
So to just steer us back, because it's about positively thinking about the future.
And so you never think negatively
but
about...
But instantly. And I mean this in instantly, you guys have then defaulted to...
Yeah.
We're now talking about negatively looking at the future.
Yeah.
But, I said, didn't I, on the tech, this is going to be a difficult one. This is a difficult subject to talk about because it's all about mindset. And do I ever negatively...
So when something happens in your life, like for me, my default is worst case. What's the worst case is going to happen here?
So
do you always think, like, what's the positive that's going to come out? Or do you just think this is going to be all right?
And I'm sorry to jump in, because I've actually got way better at dealing with anxiety as a whole, but dealing with the future. And it was something I got from, do you remember the High Performance Podcast?
Yeah.
And Jake Humphrey and Damien.
I think it's still going.
Okay, well,
you probably still
I say you remember it because I go in phases with things. So as far as I'm concerned, that finished about 2 years ago. Damien Hughes, I think the guy is on there. And they've got this whole thing about you might as well just assume the best is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because then even if the worst happens, the time leading up to it, you've been all right.
Yeah.
And you haven't sort of ruined all those days as well.
Yeah.
So look at Ben Nevis. So when we talked about it, I could see the worry in your
the
face.
Panic, yeah.
Because you instantly, you thought, what's the worst that's going to happen? We're going to die on that mountain.
Yeah.
I look at it as all of the fun stuff happens on the other side of fear.
Yeah.
And I'd rather try and fail than not even try.
Yeah. There was a really good quote last night this week on Dragon's Den. Joe Wicks said, his dad used to say, if you're going to miss the bus, miss it running.
Is Joe Wicks
a dragon?
He's a guest dragon, so they have guest dragons.
I mean, come on, guys. Like, really? That's bottom of the barrel stuff, isn't it?
I thought that was a really good quote. Like, if you're going to miss, you know, like, if you're going to try, like, at least try your best. If you're going to miss the bus, miss it running.
It's a good quote.
It's been sideswiped by Joe Wicks.
Sorry,
Joe Wicks being
there was a man on Dragon's Den.
But yeah, sorry, Harv. I kind of cut you off there.
No, it's fine. About that quote. And I've got better... Definitely got better at doing that for myself and actually telling other people to do that as well.
Yeah,
and
that's
about,
true.
You know, thinking that the outcome will be the outcome.
Yeah, you can't change it.
Yeah. And I suppose that is what my default is. I don't always see the best, you know, like when my old man was going through it and I thought, this is it. They told us he ain't going to make this. I'm like, okay. Okay, cool. But let's deal with it. So in my head, I'm like, right, today's the day the old man dies. Okay.
Yeah.
Move on. What's next? Right, I've got to look after my mum. There's the house, da, 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 all of that. Now he's at home, I don't sit and worry every day that he's not all right. I just go, okay, he's all right now. Cool, move on.
Yeah.
And that's like the default in my head. And it just defaults to, okay,
what's next?
Have you
always been that way?
There's been times when I haven't.
Yeah.
But I work hard on it. Like if I was to wake up in the morning and think today's going to be a disaster because the worst is going to happen, I would have a word with myself. And I do things like I try and ground myself.
Yeah.
So like this pen I've got in my hand now, it's got a little nailed bit on there. I sit and rub that and try and ground myself with what I'm doing. I listen to music that makes me happy.
Yeah.
I will go outside and I walk. Or I run, or I take, I go watch the sunrise.
That's the thing, isn't it? Like, I think for a lot of people, I'll say a lot of people, but personally, like, I don't do anything to move myself away from that negativity. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't actively work on that.
Oh, see, I recognise it instantly. And like, you know, tonight, I had to send an email to a quite important person at work, and I must have read it 5 times. I'm thinking, is this right? Is this what he's asked for? It's going in at senior level. Da 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 da. You know, I could sit there and be anxious and anxious and anxious about it. I've proofread it a couple of times. Send.
Just press
done.
Send.
It's done. Send.
Yeah. See, now forget I'd be it. Worried about the reply.
No, forget it. Because I can't do anything. It's gone now.
Yeah.
He asked me to send it today. I've sent it. Walk away. I'll deal with it tomorrow. If he comes back and says, what the hell was that? I'll go, sorry, your brief wasn't quite clear. I thought you wanted this.
Yeah.
If you want me to change it, I'll change it. don't lose any sleep over it. It's done.
Yeah.
It's now in the history. Yeah. I cannot change it. I can't recall that email. And, you know, when we're talking about this positive looking forwards and looking positively into the future, and I think it's such a key thing with how you get out of bed in the morning. Do you default to positive or do you default to, well, how am I going to get through it? Now, some days, you're right, Lise, I get up and I can't default to positive, but I actively know that and I'll go, right, I've got to change this. I've got to change how my head's feeling. So I'm going to do some stuff that make myself feel better. But when I look back into the past, I don't look back with shame, with regret, with looking back at the decisions were made. I look back and think everything that happened shaped me today. I wasn't the best version of me back then, but I'm the best version I can possibly be now. Yeah. And I am working to be a better version of this tomorrow. Now, we'll look back in a couple of years' time, and there'll be times like now where I've offended people, upset people, hurt people, not been my best person. But you can only grow with the decisions you made. Yeah. And I suppose that's how I tried to default.
Yeah.
Because you can't change anything. There's people out there who've done some horrendous things, and they're not that person anymore.
Yeah. It's a really good one.
And that's what I knew it'd be a good one. Yeah,
it is.
So what can we do to make, like for you guys, you know, I've talked about I ground myself, a walk, a run, cold shower. Something that makes you feel alive is what helps me get through a positive day. What do you guys do? Well, like you had a word with yourself, Harv, you were saying, weren't you? Before that meeting.
Yeah. I literally had the realisation that, you know, God, the amount of time I've wasted worrying about outcomes of things, like it's just another thing. It was something that could have potentially been gone really, you know, peep tongue and been a bit of a row or whatever. It didn't, but had it done that anyway, I've had a million things to worry about.
Yeah,
you know, we all have a million things to worry about, and it's just another thing. It's like, what's the worst that could happen?
My little brain ticking, you know? Thinking.
Lisa's really tired.
No, this is my little thinking face. So I'm just like, I just don't do it. I just worry. Just worry all the time. I'm not as bad as I think was,
It's being aware of it, because I think definitely with worry and anxiety, you can get caught in a cycle where you don't even realise what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you can lie there awake at night or even, you know, wander off in your mind during the day and you're just constantly replaying events, or not events because they haven't happened, but, you know, the future and the thing you're worrying about and playing it out again and again and again in your head. And almost certainly, whatever that thing is, didn't turn out to be that bad. Nearly every time. And I think maybe that is... Well, my microphone's on the move. I think maybe then that there's a balance here between positively looking forward and positively looking back, because you can probably look back and it will tell you those... You can learn that the things... Hang on, I'm going to try and word this more better. You're anxious about something that's could happen or could potentially happen... There's probably a reference point in your past where you were anxious about a similar thing, and then you can look back and go, well, that was the outcome then.
Yeah.
Which obviously wasn't... Catastrophic. Didn't destroy you.
Yeah.
So what have I learned from that? Yeah. So I think you can probably use looking back to help deal with the future.
Yeah.
I've just thought of a time where I haven't been positive. First time I walked into the gym up here in Shaftesbury, I was proper anxious about that. Because I'd never been in a CrossFit gym. I didn't know any of you guys. I literally didn't know a soul in there. And I'm stood outside thinking,
do I want to do this?
Yeah. But I knew I needed to do it.
Yeah.
Fun stuff is on the other side of fear.
And look at this. This wouldn't have happened, would it?
Yeah, exactly. And I knew I had to, you got to take the leap. You've got to jump. Yeah. And you've got to do it.
That's really, really useful for me.
But what do you do? To cope? Just worry,
yeah. I mean, I do. Sometimes, so I have had some, like, one of the tools, I guess, I was given was to write down the things that I'm worried about or the negative things and then flip them on the other side. So put the flip of that and the positive of that.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I do if I'm...
You said do-do.
Do-do. Yeah, if I'm super anxious. I think, I genuinely do think the counselling I had put me in a better place in my mind to be more like confident in myself, I guess, and my, again, like you say, like in my decisions and stuff, and knowing that the things that have happened to me aren't my fault, I guess, whereas I think a lot of the time before then I blamed myself, which then again is a negative kind of cycle to get into. So you kind of blame yourself for, like, did I make that happen, or did I let that happen, or why do I always pick these sort of people, that kind of thing. So I think I learned to not blame myself for everything, and not be, I'm not responsible for other people, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally I don't do a lot, I just worry.
No. And it's funny because all of the things that have happened to me in the past, I see they were all my decision.
Yeah.
I don't think you treated me bad. I think everything was my fault.
Yeah.
Like everything that bad, all the bad stuff that's happened, everything has been my fault. When someone's treated me bad, my fault. Should have left earlier. Should have seen the red light.
Yeah.
I probably didn't treat them very well. And then I look back and go, yeah, I probably didn't treat them very well. So it's my fault.
Yeah.
Everything I see is my fault.
Mm.
But that helps me accept it.
Yeah. I think that's probably where I struggle, is the, not, like, it's the reframing of
yeah.
the thoughts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just worry. Yeah. And then, like, say but it happens. And it's,
regardless of where the fault lies or blame lies or anything like that, you still have the responsibility to act in. And whether the next step is still your responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
So whether somebody has wronged you or whatever, and that, and you know, it could, that can be really shit, how you respond
yeah.
is still your responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose that's what I'm saying, is like, if someone's treated me badly and I look back and I think, God, that was really rubbish, but actually I probably had a bit of blame there.
Yeah.
I don't do it again. I've learned from that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that again. That relationship's ended, you know, friend, whoever it was. But I'm not going to do that again. So I know now, I've learned, and I'm not going to do that again. So if I treated them bad and then they treated me bad and we've now gone in separate directions, I ain't going to do that again. And that's kind of how I deal with it, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Right. There we go. There's some tools there. And
there's
some
tools.
We'll have to revisit this.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really
right.
interested in that.
So we do a question. Have either of you guys got a question?
No.
Oh, God, I knew you were going to say this.
Well, yeah, I forgot about this
right,
bit.
So I've got another question, because it was me last time, wasn't it? Right.
What was your question last time?
What age would you be? I really like that question.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
God,
right,
yeah.
If you could click your fingers and you could be anywhere in the world, bam, where would it be? Go, Harv.
Thailand.
Where would it be, Lise?
New York.
Where would it be, PD? Lean in.
Australia.
Nice. For me, Hawaii.
Oh, have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Ooh.
I'd love to go, though.
Yeah.
Mukalaka Hiki.
Yeah. I think Thailand, I was talking about it earlier today, I think that's fresh in my mind.
There you go.
And I was
Thailand,
there this time last year.
Thailand, New York, Australia. Where in Australia?
Austria, he said.
probably... What's the place?
West or east? North or south?
This is ready for you.
Beautiful... cricket grounds, Adelaide.
Oh yeah, Adelaide.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Nick, office lady, she would love to go to Australia, but do you know where she'd go? Where Summer Bay is.
Home and Away.
Home and Away. Yeah.
Oh. You know we belong together.
Alf. Still in it.
Yeah.
He's
amazing.
Like 117.
Still running the cafe.
So why Thailand? You've been to Thailand?
I was there this time last year. It came up in conversation today. I had a visitor at work who just got back. I loved it. I really want to go back for a holiday. It just, yeah, and everybody was really happy there.
Mm.
So yeah,
because they knew you were going to be spending money. That's why.
Yeah, but you don't spend much money, and you get a lot in return.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, I just love New York. It's my favorite place.
Oh wow,
that's cool. All the buildings.
I like to do
just...
New York.
Yeah.
Have you never been?
No.
Everyone
no.
should go once.
No, I've been to York. I've been to Old York. The OG.
Check
York.
Out New York.
I've never been to New York.
Like no other place on earth.
Right, rants.
I've got a rant, which I think most of the majority of people are going to hate me for.
Oh, Lise is a bit controversial.
We've got some
rants.
Noise. We need like a little
because,
noise. To
I hope it's not about the NHS again.
No, it's not the NHS. Maybe they're like a horrible present.
No,
it's
you're
about asking. Dogs.
Ooh.
Right, like, so there's one thing I love in the world, that's people. The second thing I love is motorbikes. The third thing is dogs.
Yeah,
Dad, so
and
be
everyone
very
loves
careful.
A dog. I know.
Be very careful.
But... like, has anyone else noticed a massive, like, change in the fact that dogs can go anywhere now? Do you remember days, like, years ago, you'd have a sign up in a shop saying, no dogs except guide dogs. In a pub, no dogs except... I went out for a meal. There was a dog on the table next to us. This woman had no control over it. Massive Labrador. And it's, like, sniffing at our table. And my friend had to say, in the end, like, I'm really sorry. We're not, you know, I'm not a dog person. Can you do something? You know, oh, sorry, my love. Sorry, my love. Dogs and food in restaurants, nuh-uh.
Again, not the dog's fault. owner.
I don't care whose dog it is, but don't need a dog where I'm eating my food. In the pubs, yeah, you go in a pub.
Fair. Yeah, but I do love
dogs,
a dog in
dogs
a pub.
In pubs.
Like, I'm on the floor cuddling the dog.
Yeah. See, I've seen that.
I don't mind like a separate drinking area with a hard floor. Dogs are allowed in there. But where people are eating.
Yeah, but a dog in a pub should lay down. You can't have a dog in a pub that's wandering around.
And like in shops, they're in shops everywhere.
Yeah, but
you turn around, stand on one.
But what I mean is, if you were in that pub and there was a dog asleep under the table and it paid no attention to you whatsoever, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, does it?
But yeah, but like they're in shops. These little people. Little
I think
dogs.
You're going to upset a lot of people.
I think I am, but
you
know,
you're taking it, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I don't particularly like dogs. I'm, you know, we all know I'm not a dog person.
And well, that's the last time you'll hear from Lise on this podcast.
But yeah, I don't think dogs should be allowed in pubs when I'm eating food.
Oh no, dogs should definitely be allowed in pubs.
Okay, well that's my rant.
I love.
I've noticed a massive like turn in.
I think it's about how the dog's behaved and who's in charge of the dog.
But yeah, like when there's and you can when you know like
it's when people assume.
Yeah.
Like, we all know some dog owners who just assume that their dog is going to be loved by everyone.
Yeah. Like, and she could actively see we were like, you know what I'm like with dogs. I'm a bit, you know. And I think if you're not going, oh my God, what a beautiful dog. Let me stroke it. How old is it? What type of breed is it?
Yeah.
Say to people, do you mind?
Yeah.
Yes, I do mind. Get it out.
I get what you're saying, though. You can, like, there's a woman who takes her dog in Tesco and it ain't a guide dog.
Yeah, like, I don't know when that changed.
Well, did you see there was a cat in Tesco?
Oh, Pepper?
Yeah, but then it was eating the meat. So they had to kick it out.
It's been in the gym.
Because everyone thinks, oh, this is lovely. Oh, there's a cat.
It's been everywhere.
Yeah, it starts eating all the food.
Jeez. Dogs, except guide dogs or what the support dogs, maybe. But yeah. Keep the dogs outside.
Cool.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, that was a bit. There was some. I don't know. At least meant that.
She did.
She did mean that.
Yeah. Mine. And, we'll accept your comments at the Brave and Determined Company.
Please don't hate me. Yeah.
Mine is. This might be controversial. I don't know, but mine is BMI. And I don't mean the old airline that went defunct.
British Midland International.
I got a job with them. Many moons ago, BMI.
So looking back, right decision or wrong decision to not take it?
Ooh.
Probably wrong.
No, it's right decision because you wouldn't be here. That's
the thing. Right now. True, and they went bust.
They did, yeah.
So there you go.
Okay, you'd have ended up in the middle of nowhere, no job.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, sorry, I digress.
Anyway, I didn't mean that BMI. No. I meant the body mass index as a measure of health and well-being because it's height versus weight. And I was doing a life insurance survey the other day. And I was answering the question, height and weight. And I knew when I answer that question, I know what's happening on matey's computer. My price is going up because I'm only 5'10", but I'm 15 stone.
You're 5'10½.
I'm 5'10½. Thank you, man. I love you, man. And I'm 15 stone, but I'm not, this is going to sound a bit arrogant now, though, but I don't think I'm fat particularly. I think there's a lot of people that...
You are not fat. Me and Lisa just looked at each other and laughed as if, like, this is a bit where we step in and go, yeah, you're not. Yeah, mate, you are not fat at all.
Okay, thank you. So you see my point.
You're not fat.
Just disregard the biscuits.
Yeah, but I think I would be... I think if I get on that, I would definitely be overweight, if not obese.
Yeah, and I fall into the obese category. Yeah. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that do that aren't. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that are generally unfit that don't fall into those categories.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like the thought that my life insurance was going up. I knew it was going up because of those answers.
It sounds like more your rant is about life insurance than BMI.
Well, yeah, because it's a shit measure, isn't it? The BMI is a shit measure because I'm probably heavier than I might be because of the work I do in the gym.
Pure muscle.
Maybe not pure muscle, at least, but I do appreciate that. So you take like, you know, there's a lot of sportsmen out there. I'm not a sportsman that would definitely be falling into the obese and... whatnot. It's a shit measurement. Get rid of it.
So I'm 5'11", and I think my healthy weight is something like 10.9 stone or something, up to 13 stone, and I'm like 14 stone. Yeah. And so I fall into overweight, if not on the edge of obese.
Yeah.
But you imagine me at like 10 stone.
Yeah, when you said 10, I guess mine would be the same then.
Yeah, and then you'd walk into the doctor and go, I'm healthy. And they go, no, you are not. They need to redefine those figures, don't they?
Yeah, I just think
it's not. Yeah,
It's too simplistic.
Yeah.
And don't put my life insurance up.
Ask me how many times a week I go to the gym and then base it on that answer.
Yeah. Well, it should be smoking, drinking,
like lifestyle.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking, smoking, straight West Coasting. bitches.
Need bring a rat there. Right, my rant, it's not actually about me, but this is about a government situation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little political. It's not political. It has got COVID in it. Ready?
Yeah, go on.
Right, so the reason why, if you're a learner driver and you want to book yourself a test, there's delays because of COVID.
five years ago.
Yeah. Well, there's still delays now because of COVID. Yeah. Because of the backlog. What, you haven't cleared a backlog in COVID, you know, that was like 2022. That kind of ended 23, yeah, maybe
22
yeah. Done. Yeah.
Right. So there's a backlog. Okay. Right. So I want to book a test. This is my, for my lad. So I want to book a test. Yeah. The slots open on Monday morning, 6 a.m. So you need to log on at Monday morning, 6 a.m. Okay, fine. So log on Monday morning, 6 a.m, book a test. I did this in December, got one for May. Right, okay. So I've got one. So I said to my lad, got your test, it's in May. Well, Dad, that's like ages away. So I don't know, bloody ridiculous. Oh, that's all right. There's an app that you can download that you pay £20. And then you can move it, some robot, I suppose, searches through cancellations and then will flag up, you select your test thing where you want it. So he's trying to get one in the Oval. So you pay £20 and then it's got him a test and he's managed to move it to the 28th of February. Now, he's still on the app and it's every day it's sending him more and more test dates. But I've said to him, don't move it because I want you to learn for 3 months before you take your test, which I think is a very responsible thing to do.
Very well done.
Biggest killer of teenage girls, their boyfriend. I keep telling him that. It's genuinely.
It's a you've said that before.
Absolute
fact. Yeah.
The biggest killer of teenage girls between, I think it's 17 and 24, is their boyfriend in a car.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to like ban, aren't they? Yeah, under 21 having passengers and stuff, aren't they? Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. Wow. So anyway, so then I'm like, I'm thinking about this, you know, as you do, and I'm thinking, this is bloody ridiculous. One, there's a backlog because of COVID. Because of, you know, driving tests. I don't get that. I mean, I get there would have been a lot of people who couldn't take their tests, but surely we're now in a place where that...
There were a lot of things that were backlogged because of COVID, yeah. But I think most of them over 5 years have worked it out. Right.
Well, you'd hope so, yeah. So there's that. Then you know, you get your test, and then I'm paying a private person £20 to download an app that then they've created. So there's someone there who is rubbing their hands together.
Yeah, so that's not the government. No,
but it's a consequence of the government system.
Yeah. And I struggle to get my head around that. That one, there's a COVID delay. And secondly, the government are allowing people to write apps to make money off
And surely if someone else could do that, they can just do that and just give you a cancellation. Like, surely that's...
I think it's because, again, probably government cuts. When we all did our tests, you phoned a number and tried to book in with someone.
And it was like a couple of weeks.
That office is now empty. Yeah. You know, there's no one there. They've sacked everyone. Yeah. And there's now a booking thing that's not clever enough to give you cancellations.
God, I wish I was that clever and thought of apps like that.
There's someone asleep earning a lot of money. Yeah, a lot of money by doing nothing.
How many kids are using that? Mm. Or parents using that?
Insane,
for kids.
Isn't it? So there you go. There's my rant.
Good
so
rant.
There you
go. Good
so
rant.
That's a dog,
dog
one,
sorry.
A government based one, and a BMI / health insurance one.
Yeah. So
health insurance is expensive.
Health insurance is ridiculous, really, isn't it?
Because but you got to have it in the old. We ain't getting any younger, are we?
We ain't getting younger. I mean, personally, I don't think I need it. Now, because if I died, they'd just sell the house and what's left is what's left. Whereas before I had it, so if something happened to me, it would pay off the mortgage. But
if Lisa dies, we're going to give any money to the Dogs Trust, aren't we?
I'll leave it to you guys.
Imagine that. And then we give it to the Dogs Trust.
You'd be furious.
We'd donate it to a charity.
Called Dogs in Pubs.
Yeah, Dogs in Pubs. That's exactly where I was going. Get more Dogs in Pubs. But no, I get your point, Lisa. I see it. And I know that you are not a dog lover.
I'm not a dog lover.
And I think I'm quite respectful of you not liking
dogs. You are. You put your dogs away.
And I always remember, like, when we're in a position or somewhere, you're there and a dog comes in, I'm like, she's not cool with dogs. Take your dog away.
I do know. Some thank you. It's appreciated.
Anyway, I reckon that's the end of it today.
Wow,
we're nearly an hour, 55 minutes.
Wowzers.
That is good, isn't it? That's so we just need someone to sing us out, which there is only one song.
Well, what?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, I think it's
like
Happy Birthday.
Me and you are like aligned today.
And then
today.
I thought I was going to sing Home and Away because you mentioned Home and Away.
Oh, well, you can do that. Go on then.
No, do Dogs Out.
you've got the mic.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I can sing Who Let the Dogs Out.
What, because you don't like dogs?
No, because it's just a bit of a difficult song to sing.
Who let the dogs out?
I would rather sing...
Who?
There you go. I don't need to sing.
All right, sing Home and Away then.
Yeah, come on.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter
where
you are.
See you next time, guys.
Bye.